Ukraine security issue.
It has been possible to stabilize Ukraine's energy system by the beginning of the week, but as of Monday, Ukraine lacks a third of the necessary capacity. According to reports by Ukrenergo, the current electricity deficit constitutes 27% Ukraine-wide. Therefore, emergency power outages are being introduced in the country. The deficit has increased due to energy blocks being out of operation in several electricity-generating stations, another reason being a rise in energy consumption in conditions of cold weather. Close to 32,000 civil facilities and 700 critical infrastructure facilities have been damaged in Ukraine as a result of Russian shelling, stated Yevgeny Yenin, first deputy minister of internal affairs. According to him, only 3% of reported strikes were targeted at sites of military infrastructure. The first deputy minister also stated that over 50 settlements in 7 regions are experiencing electricity supply issues, with partial and total absence of electrical energy. Ukraine's electricity company Ukrenergo is to receive 372 million euros in financial aid from the Netherlands and the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The funds will assist with emergency repairs of civilian power infrastructure damaged by Russian aggression. This week, Ukraine will be able to return to scheduled electricity cuts, said CEO of Yasna Energy Company Sergei Kovalenko. But according to him, this will depend on a series of factors, including the launch of power-generating facilities and other issues. Despite the relative stabilization of the energy system, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has warned of potential new missile attacks prepared by Russia, possibly this week. We understand that terrorists are preparing new strikes. We know that for sure, and as long as they have missiles, they won't stop, unfortunately. But our ability to help each other and take care of the most vulnerable, the elderly, families with children, those who lost homes and relatives in the war, our mutual assistance is one of the elements of protection against terror and our strength. Our defense forces are preparing, the whole state is preparing. We work out all scenarios, including with our partners. Together and helping each other, we will pass this challenge of war as well. This winter, this Russia's attempt to use the cold against people. The Russian missile carrier, armed with 8-caliber type missiles, has commenced combat duty in the Black Sea for the first time in days. The Joint Press Center of Operational Command South announced that Russia is preparing to launch more missile strikes at Ukraine. Ukraine urgently needs to strengthen its air defense system to protect itself from Russian missiles. According to Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Ukrainian Air Defense Forces, during its attacks on Ukraine, the army of the Russian Federation has started deploying not only missiles, but also combat drones. Therefore, Ukraine needs more weapons to shoot them down. As for Shahed, they are inexpensive weapons that exhaust our air defense system and disperse the attention of the armed forces. Shaheds are usually deployed in combination with missiles, and we need to use anti-aircraft missiles against the lot. That's why our command together with partners have decided upon the delivery of systems such as the Hawk. There are plenty worldwide. Combat drones pose a certain threat. Russia has its own lancers, and it plans to assemble them together with Iranian semi-finished products, as I call them. We need to respond to these threats. Unless a strong air defense system is in place, Ukraine will be in complete darkness in a few weeks because no critical infrastructure will work anymore, said Austrian defense minister strategist Markus Reisner. According to him, Ukraine is successful on operative level. That is why Russia continues to launch strategic attacks, depriving citizens of electricity and water. Russian occupiers can leave the territory of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Energodar, according to Energoatom. According to the president of the company, Pyotr Kotin, there are certain signs. The director general of the IAEA is currently actively working on the creation of a safety zone around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. In recent weeks, we have received information that there have been signs they may be about to leave the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. A lot of publications began to appear in the Russian press about the fact that Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plants could possibly be left. Perhaps it should be transferred to the control of the IAEA. It seems that they are packing suitcases and stealing everything they can find. They are preparing.
Готовятся.
Scott Kelly, U.S. astronaut and ambassador of the United 24 fundraising platform, arrived in Ukraine. At a local hospital, he visited children who were injured as a result of Russian aggression against Ukraine. Scott Kelly has already raised $500,000 in support of Ukraine. According to him, Russian invasion is illegal and the Russian dictator is pure evil. The U.S. astronaut and retired U.S. Navy captain is heading the fundraising platform's Medical Assistance Initiative, beginning with the fundraising for a Class C ambulance vehicle. Kelly has already made his contribution in the amount of $65,000.